Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Ugly spat has broken out between the CEO of the country's biggest mining house, Neil Frohnemann, and Mining Minister Gwede Mantashe. It stems from a proposal put together by Frohnemann and a group of other business leaders ahead of President Ramaphosa's awkward meeting with US President Donald Trump in the White House at the end of May. Mantashe's nose is out of joint because the Frohnemann group didn't talk to him, and he says there can be nothing about mining without input from his ministry. Mantashe, quoted by Bloomberg, says the proposal had included wording along the lines of "make minerals great again," which, according to Mantashe, is not our language. Frohnemann's confirmed that he was part of a business group which traveled to the U.S. earlier this year with the full knowledge of President Ramaphosa to gauge how to improve relations between the two countries. Says Frohnemann, both our foreign and local mining industry policies and the truculent manner of the minister make South Africa a destination of little interest to foreign mining capital investment, especially from the U.S. Staying with mining, Glencore is reporting a first-half loss attributable to shareholders of $655 million, about 11.7 billion rand. That's almost triple the loss for the same period last year. To blame, weaker global coal prices and a drop in copper production. Glencore's share closed down 5.8%. On a positive note, media reports say a years-long supply crunch in platinum has come to a head. Banks in London are scrambling for dwindling stocks as buyers in China and the U.S. hoover up much of the available metal. South Africa is by far and away the world's biggest supplier of platinum, so short term, this is good for our platinum miners. Craig Miller, CEO of Valterra Platinum, formerly Anglo Platinum, says the price recovery means 90% of the mining industry here is making money, compared with just 60% at the end of last year. However, looking long term, Miller says that prices would have to increase by another 50% to incentivize new production. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 at record highs, both up around 0.5%. London's FTSE up 0.2%, also at a new high. In New York, the Dow up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.7%, the Nasdaq up 1.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.8%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar easier at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.78 to the dollar, 20.73 to the euro, 23.75 to sterling. Gold at 3,377, platinum 1,330, Bitcoin 114,650, and Brent crude oil $67.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.